Part 3. A price-based cap adjustment is not a carbon tax. Obstacles to fixing the autopilot of the EU emission trading system. The EU emission trading system has an autopilot called the Market Stability Reserve that uses a distorted map of what lies ahead of us. It adjusts the cap on emissions based on the number of allowances firms store for future use. The measure tends pointing in the wrong direction for anticipated changes in market fundamentals, including coal phase-outs and other climate policy measures. A price-based adjustment of the cap more reliably achieves the goals of the Market Stability Reserve and thereby the EU ETS. So, why isn't everyone in favor of an update? There has been a long-standing aversion of addressing prices in the EU ETS directly. The main reason behind that is the worry that such a change would turn the Market Stability Reserve into a mechanism primarily of a fiscal nature. In this case, it would require an unanimous vote in the Council of the European Union. So far, the standard qualified majority was sufficient to govern the EU ETS. For climate policy instruments, the anonymity requirement is a no-go for political reasons. Is this the end of a good idea? No, it's not. The legal assessment performed by the lawyers in our research team concludes that the fiscal nature is by no means a direct consequence of a price-based stability mechanism. Two conditions are to be met. First, the objective of a reformed Market Stability Reserve remains supporting the EU ETS. Hence, its purpose is to improve an existing, clearly non-fiscal instrument. Second, market forces determine the price for allowances. A price-based cap adjustment would ensure just that. The EU ETS would actually become more like a normal market. Specifying the quantity provided at a given price level happens to be the very definition of a supply function. A price-based stability reserve is hence the most market-compatible way of addressing supply and demand imbalances. The fear of the anonymity requirement has so far prevented serious consideration of price-based regulation in the EU ETS. However, both economically and legally, there are crucial differences between a tax that fixes a price and a price-based cap adjustment that is used to stabilize a market. There are also concerns that a price-based stability mechanism would risk compromising the climate target. This could happen if the scheme, for example, has a price ceiling. If the maximum price becomes binding and the additional allowances issued are not offset elsewhere, the original target is indeed compromised. But both aspects, the price ceiling and the not offsetting, are deliberate design choices and not necessary consequences of a price-based stability mechanism. Like the current Market Stability Reserve, a price-based mechanism can be designed such that it can only cancel but not create allowances. This guarantees the climate target. A price-based stability mechanism also allows to transparently define this and many other features such that market participants, stakeholders, and voters can understand what it does and what it does not do. This in itself would be a major improvement on the current highly complex and counterintuitive design. How can a price-based cap adjustment be implemented? Well, there already is a provision in the existing rules governing the EU ETS that allows cap adjustments based on price changes. However, It currently only serves as an emergency brake, involves a discretionary element, and has never been used so far. One could either adjust this provision to be more sensitive and remove the discretionary element. It could then take over as the main mechanism governing the cab adjustment in the EU ETS. Alternatively, one could just delete the old rules and write new and better ones. Let me conclude. The current design of the Market Stability Reserve is fundamentally flawed. It uses a distorted indicator of changes in market conditions. This risks undermining market stability and causing additional abatement efforts by member states to backfire. The solution is to replace the current design by one that adjusts the number of allowances issued based on the price of allowances. This is how all other markets work. It is no more a fiscal measure than the current design. The Market Stability Reserve is up for its periodic review this summer. The time for the update is now.